It is our pleasure to bring in NASCAR great Michael Waltrip. Good morning, Michael. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Michael. How are you?
Doing great. You know, we watch you on TV a lot, and you've adapted to that role very well. Is it always the same answer, which I usually hear from drivers like you, is you'd much rather be driving every Sunday? What do you like, the balance of, you know, being in the booth and doing a little driving on the side? What's your preference?
I kind of like where I'm at today. I get to, you know, help run the team. I get to do showtime and the truck races on speed and some TV stuff. So it's a great balance. I get to race every now and then, which is important to me. So I'm happy. I love where we are in with all the racing that I have going on, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm really happy.
Where does Talladega rank up there for you?
Well, I just love Talladega. I love coming here, not only the track, but just the way you race and how tight the pack is and how much fun it is to be out there and try to force your way and push your way to the front. I've raced here for the first time back in the mid-'80s, and I've raced here without restrictor plates, running over 210 miles an hour, and I raced here ever since they've had plates. So it's just a different way of racing, but the fans love it. It's really, really action-packed, and anything can happen, and I love being out in the middle of it.
Another track much like that one, Daytona, you know, the Daytona 500. You won it in your very first win, 2001. You now have written a book. There's a movie that's going to come out on this. We all know the story about you getting your first win, the tragedy that followed your triumph with Dale Earnhardt Jr. following you to the finish line, and, of course, the loss of Dale Earnhardt that day. You've had to be asked about this 1,000 times, but, you know, it is a Hollywood script story, a very tragic one. But give us a synopsis on that whole scene that day.
I just, now that I'm a car owner and have a couple of cars racing for the championship, I just know in my heart, you know, that Dale saw two of his cars driving off to win the Daytona 500. And I don't think he knew which one was going to win it for sure, but he knew one of them was. And he helped push us there and put us in that position. So I'm not kidding. When I think about a way to go, you know, if you see your cars going to win the Daytona 500 and you're racing right there with them, that's a pretty great feeling for the last thing that you saw on Earth. So I know he had a smile on his face, and, you know, you just you understand that was a tragic day, and it was a tough day on everybody that loves NASCAR, and there's so many passionate Dale Earnhardt fans out there that it's a day I wish had never happened, but the fact that it did, and I knew that he saw his cars going to win the 500, I know that had to make him happy.
What would you say as far as the fan base was it for Earnhardt? Because, you know, I've been to races, and I mean, it seems like it was 9 out of 10 of people there were fans there, at least at Talladega.
Yeah, he got his last win here in 2000, was able to drive from 18th to the win in the last 3 laps. An amazing run to the front, and that day, I think maybe you're right, 9 out of 10 people were cheering for Dale, and he was a special man. And I own a team because of him. I always wanted to have a race team, and hopefully have the cars as fast and as successful as his were, and he's been an inspiration to me my whole career, but more particularly since 2001.
One thing I noticed, I'm reading on your MichaelWaltripRacing.com website, your bio, I did not realize that you spent time with the Petty family, actually living with them when you were coming up in racing. Tell about that time.
Oh, that was fun. I moved to North Carolina because I felt like that it was important to be in the racing community. I was living in Kentucky trying to make my way in the sport, and one of my sponsors was a van manufacturing company, Comfort Coach, and they had a personal service deal with Richard Petty, and Richard was kind enough to take me in for a while so that I could, not only that, he gave me a job. I worked at Petty Enterprises for about a year, and just being around North Carolina and working in the sport, it really, and with some direction from Richard, it gave me the opportunities to find a ride and get my feet up under me in NASCAR. So a lot of roads I went down back in the 80s, early 80s, getting into the sport, and all of them were a lot of fun. All of them were a lot of work, but at the end, it was rewarding to see the sacrifices that you make and the decisions you make eventually land you as a as an NASCAR racer.
Was Kyle around back then?
Yeah, he was my buddy. We hung out. We always have been friends, and now today we get to do Showtime together.
Yeah, I know. So I see that. Yeah,
our lives have pretty much run in the same circles all these years.
Did he have the ponytail back then?
No, but he had goofy hair. He was always kind of different.
What about your relationship with the brother, Darrell? I mean, he is obviously one of the big-time stars in NASCAR and still today, you know, on television, and you're doing, you know, a lot like him. You know, what's the relationship like with you guys still today?
Oh, I love my brother. He's amazing, and, you know, we get to work together in the booth on Fox, and we're having our big third annual Waltrip Brothers Charity Golf Tournament coming up in Franklin, Tennessee in a couple of weeks. October 24th and 25th, and you know, he was always my hero and inspiration, and he never let me down. He was always always the guy I hoped he would be, and so I'm real blessed to have a family like I do, and Darrell a part of that family.
Michael, it's been our pleasure to have you on again. Thank you for the time today, and have fun this weekend.